And tonight, folks, as you know, I start off with the innocent blurb at the beginning, and then Peter takes over and does the real work. I wanted to start off tonight about, to remind you all what it is that we do, and maybe to look at it in a different way, I guess would be something, a different way to look at it. Before Peter and I discovered Shackley, we were actually in the mining industry. And back in the 70s, as one of the very first females in mining in British Columbia, up here in Canada on the far west coast, et cetera, it was very unique because it wasn't a position that women had to, in the past. In the mining industry here in, well, at least in British Columbia anyway, women were not allowed in mines at any given time. I guess they thought we'd get the guys all excited and they wouldn't know what to do, and they'd mess up on their digging or their whatever it is.
Depending on the wrong place as well. We're trying to run a crane.
Yeah, you'd be driving over the wrong roads, etc. Anyway, both Peter and I worked in a molybdenum mine up in the northern part of the British Columbia, about halfway. It's actually really close to halfway up the province. And, really, before anything happens in a mine, it was very much like what we do. In fact, it was his grandfather, one of Peter's granddads, anyway, that was out there looking in the bush and happened to discover the ore, or part of the ore, anyway, that was molybdenum. And then from that came all kinds of different things. Prospecting has to begin first to find out is it worth becoming a mine. There's all kinds of different things. But the things that we do in the Freedom Project, as in your Freedom Project, because it is an individual thing, is really very much like mining. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to begin with prospect. Well, first of all, you have to know there's a risk. And in mining, I guess I should speak about that first. The risk is huge. You can risk absolutely everything and get nothing. In Shackley, you can risk all kinds of things and get, amazing results back, but if you're not willing to do the work, you'll get nothing. Although, the one thing you will get is that if you continue to risk your money each month and buy the products, you will continue to get the best result around, which is, of course, better health and a clean home and environmentally free everything. So that's kind of cool. So mining and Shackley begin with prospecting. What it is that you're taking a risk, you're learning to do something that you believe in, and making it pay. There's the novel concept. It's about making it pay. If it's not paying for you, why are you doing it? Well, some people don't realize, even new members, people who've been using the product for a while, that's part of your paycheck, is you get to use these amazing products, and you get to order them whenever you like. You can get them at some people get them at discounted prices. It depends on how that works. And what I mean by a discount is that they do enough volume in each month, that they get the opportunity to get a bonus back. So although you don't get the money up front, you get it once you've done your mining for that month, really. So taking a risk, doing something that you believe in, and making it pay, that's what we do. There is no maintaining. I have to mention that. There is no maintenance in this business because time moves ahead. If you think there's maintenance in this business, you're very incorrect. It might look like you are maintaining things for a while, but what you're going to discover is that if you're not out there bringing new people into your opportunity because it is yours, if you're not out there looking for new people to come in and work with, the people who are going out the other end, because there will be some who, for whatever reason, decide that they don't want to do it anymore, and time does move ahead. So we have a culture that is actually built around going upward and outward. That's what we do. We go upward. We're looking for people. We're going out of our comfort zone. Now, in the case of the Freedom Project or your Freedom Project, what happens is that people put advertising in. You don't have to go out and do bump intos anymore. You don't have to hang things off your cars, although you can if you want. It's a great advertising tool. And guess what? That's a tax deduction for you. So we have a culture that is built around going upward and outward. We are building, always finding new people who think like you do. It's really important. That's one of the things that you're looking for, is to find people who think like you do, so that you're not having to constantly drag them into line and make sure that they're doing what they need to do. They're going to learn how by from the very first minute that they join you. So using your Freedom Project, we build a relationship, and I like this because Louise wrote this a while back on the page, and obviously she was listening to what we had been speaking about many times, so I'll read it again. Using your Freedom Project, we build a relationship through trust, during a series of conversations that take place daily or weekly or however often you want it, over the phone and online, and with yourself. I added that part at the bottom because you're always talking to yourself. You're telling yourself what to do, when to do it, how to do it, who to do it with. The nice part is that you're telling yourself. You don't have to tell anybody else. You just tell yourself. And the true test of an entrepreneur is what happens when your back is up against the wall. Because in the mining industry, believe me, their backs are up against the wall all the time with all the restrictions and things that go on with the government. A couple of years back, there was a, not in the mine we were at, but one of the other ones farther towards the south, there was a huge break in the tailings pond, and hundreds of thousands of tons of muck and water and goop went over the edge and down into a river and a bit of a lake in the province. And those kinds of things are huge costs, not only to the industry, but to the workers who are there, who guess that's how they make their money. So as you're looking for people, remember that there's a type of person that you're looking for, and that's someone that's looking for something. I know that sounds kind of weird. You probably thought I was going to say something else, but you're looking for someone who's looking for something. And then you're going to introduce them to what it is that you have to offer, and maybe they're going to find that there's something, as you're guiding them through that those series of conversations that I just spoke about, they're going to find that there's something in there for themselves along with you. So the true test of an entrepreneur is what happens when your back is up against the wall, and what happens when you run up against challenges. So I'm just putting those two questions out there for you to think about. That's it for my part. I'm turning it over to Peter right away. But I'm going to read those questions again. The true test of an entrepreneur, the question is, what happens when your back is up against the wall? What do you do? Who do you call? Where do you go? How do you handle it? You know, because, oh, by the way, there's going to be challenges over and over. Every time you turn around, you think things are just going great, then you get on the plane and the wheel falls off. That's not a good plan. You know, or you get on the boat and then you find, oh, there's a hole in it. Oh, rats, you know, wrong boat. You know, so what are you going to do? So what happens when you run up against challenges? Because there will be challenges in this business. And every day, as you go out and talk to new people on the phone, or they've answered your ad from wherever you had it advertised, that's the key question is, what do you do when you run up against challenges? So that's it for me. I'm going to say ta-ta for now. And, Tom, turn it over to you.
Turning it over to me. Okay, all right. Well, let's get going here with, of course, we more talk about... Because we're going to be on our next episode with the Monday meeting, I should put it that way. We are going to be talking about the pipeline, and I believe that I know he brought that up. And so, like you said, we go through at least once a year, and there are people that need to hear it. There are other people that may roll their eyes a bit because they've gone through it so many times, but it's good for us all to focus on that area from time to time, because a lot of people, they don't spend much time self-studying and making sure that they're a good guide, because we really need to be able to guide people through the pipeline, and the more we do it, and the more we practice, the more efficient we'll get at being a teacher and a program guide. Excuse me. That's what we're doing here. So I wanted to ask a question before I get started here. I'm going to go through the parable of the pipeline here quickly, but I wanted to ask this question. Anyone that can answer it can come right on in and answer it. The question is, I'll give you a bit of background. Shackley does allow us, and this really makes it very, very special, and all MLM companies do this, and again, that's why MLM or network marketing is so special. They provide you with an incredible privilege. Who would like to come in and say what that privilege is? I'm being cautioned to stay silent.
There we go. Jeffrey and Ann.
Okay, Jeffrey and Ann, come on in.
Well, okay. It's hard to push those buttons.
What's that incredible privilege that, we'll say in this case, in our case, Shackley, what is the incredible privilege that they give us? They give us the ability to...
partner with them.
Partner with them, that's correct. They do that. Yes.
They give us the ability to market mm-hmm. their product, and they supply our product.
Yeah, they do all of that, and I'm so glad that you do. And, okay, what I'm going to do then, Anne, is those are good answers, by the way, but I'd like to get some other answers as well. Glenn,
that way, give them a hint.
You popped in there after.
Hi, Peter.
Oh.
I'd like to say, hopefully correctly, franchise out our franchise.
That's pretty darn close to what I wanted. But could you, like, tie that down a little closer? And, you know, Rita, I'm asking you this because it's right in the Classroom 3A. Well, I guess it's just Classroom 3. It's right in the script. And it tells you what the incredible privilege is. And, okay, that was right, though, Glenn and James. There's really...
That's what I remember this. Saying, but I guess I'm off.
No, you're not.
Well, no, I want to let Ian take a shot at this and see if they can tell me what the incredible privilege is. And
okay.
As far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't be in this business if it wasn't for this incredible privilege. Exactly.
They give us an opportunity to make a residual income.
Yes, they do that, yeah. That's right, Ian. They do that. And I find that quite exciting. I mean, that's what I live for, is residual income. Okay, well, I'm going to move on to Jocelyn and Kristen. You ladies have the answer?
They give us the right to sponsor and teach.
Knew you'd be just flipping through there and finding out the answer to that.
I just done it enough times. The script's in my head.
Way to go, Kristen. So now that's really it. That's what makes this opportunity so special, and it's what Shackley and other network marketing or MLM companies do that allow average, everyday people to become above average and expand their income way past what they thought they would be able to expand it to. And it's not just the expansion of the income. It's the fact that you can build something. If Shackley was just a direct sales company, then what would happen is they would kind of sign you up, or whoever it was could sign you into Shackley, and then you'd go and you'd sell products, and you'd, you know, mark them up a certain amount, and they'd have bonuses and things like that, and you'd earn money. But you couldn't really build yourself much of an organization other than having a whole bunch of people first level. You know, they have a whole bunch of people that would be out there. Well, in most cases, in direct sales, it's just that people get heavy into sales. And that's what, there's a lot of confusion out there in the industry where people are looking at it and they only see, well, I don't want to go selling. You know, I hate sales, all that. They don't realize that they're totally missing the point. The point is, and, well, let's see how many we. Oh, wow, we got a lot of people here.
There's someone else in there that we don't know what their name is, so maybe they've come in and they would like to respond to that right up here. See.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Is there someone else that's open that would like to speak as well? I'll just ping you so you'll know it's you.
You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I'll move on and...
That's okay. They pinged themselves. It's probably one of the elves.
Okay, probably one of the elves. Okay. I noticed we've got Carol in there. Is that Midwestern Carol?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
She's not in. She's just on the list.
Oh, she's... Okay, she's not ready to speak.
Yeah.
I see.
Don't worry, Carol. He doesn't know how to moderate this thing.
Yeah, so. I just looked over there and I saw your name, Carol, and I got...
messed up.
I got messed up. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that really is it. But you know, all those answers were right. They do provide us, you know, with the ability to have incredible products that people literally get get tremendous health results from using. So they do, they spend millions of dollars to produce those products. So really, they give us the privilege to use their products and to help other people use their products. But for me personally, is, and it's really what we talk about in the Freedom Project pipeline, it's all about allowing you to get into a position where you're getting paid on the time and efforts of other people. And the only way that you can get paid on the time and efforts of other people and teach them to do what you're doing, and then they sponsor someone and bring them in and they teach them the same thing as what they were taught, then all of a sudden you're now not first level anymore, and you got a second level, and then you they teach someone, and then you get a third level. Well, that's really the beauty of MLM or the beauty of Shackley. They allow you to sponsor and teach others, just like Kristen said. And then you get paid on the time and efforts of others. And after a while, when you build an organization of sufficient size, you really don't have to work very hard anymore. You don't get the hard work is right in the beginning, because part of the beginning is learning how to do this and learning how to use a program to make that duplication happen. So that's what's going to take place, and I'm going to stop right there. And I wanted to I'm really big on using a pipeline so that you can get duplication. And why would we want that duplication? Because we want you to have the ability to build yourself a large organization where you're not only earning from your personal efforts with your own, maybe you have a group of people that they're using the products, but that's they don't want to go any further. But it allows you, with Shackley's system, that if, when someone comes along and they want to earn an income, and they'd like to earn the income to the point where they can have a lifestyle of personal freedom, the only way you're going to get that is by living off of royalties and residuals. And that's really what we teach with the Freedom Project. So I want to I've got my book out here. I just got to find the spot. I don't want to be reading the whole book to you. Okay. Now, this is the value of, again, this is the contrast between direct sales and building yourself an organization where you've taught people to copy what you're doing and they know how to do it to the point where they can even be better at you. That's another wonderful benefit of network marketing. You can teach people and they could be better than you, but you can never lose because if they're better than you, they're even building bigger and maybe even faster, and you're getting a royalty off of that. So you don't just get your own earnings. You get a residual or a royalty income from work you've done in the past by helping other people get ahead. And that's absolutely key. Now, some people and many people in Shackley have spent years in Shackley, and they're frozen between associate and director. And occasionally some become a director. But they don't really get much past that. This is some people, not everyone, because they don't allow other people to copy what they're doing and get good at doing the same thing that they're doing so that you get duplication. And this is what happens, though, and we've got a little parable here called the pipeline, and bear with me, folks. I know some of you have heard it, but maybe some of you haven't. In 1801... in a valley in central Italy, there was two ambitious young cousins named Pablo and Bruno, and they lived side by side in a small Italian village. The young men were best buddies and big dreamers. They would talk endlessly about how someday, some way, they would become the richest men in the village. They were both bright and hardworking, and all they needed was an opportunity. Now, one day, that opportunity arrived. The village decided to hire two men to carry water from a nearby stream or river to a cistern in the town square. The job went to Pablo and Bruno. Each man carried two buckets and headed to the river. By the end of the day, they had filled the town cistern to the brim. Get over here to my other side. Okay. Now, the village elders paid them one penny for each bucket of water. Hey, this is our dream come true, shouted Bruno. I can't believe our good fortune. But Pablo wasn't so sure. His back ached and his hands were blistered from carrying the heavy buckets. He dreaded getting up and going to work the next morning. He vowed to think of a better way of getting the water from the river to the village. Now, Bruno, I have a plan, Pablo said. And when he met up the next morning, and as they grabbed their buckets and headed for the river, instead of lugging buckets back and forth for pennies a day, let's build a pipeline from the river to the village. Bruno stopped dead in his tracks. A pipeline? Who ever heard of such a dumb thing? Bruno shouted. We've got a great job, Pablo. I can carry 100 buckets a day. At a penny a bucket, that's a dollar a day. I'm rich. By the end of the week, I can buy a new pair of shoes. By the end of the month, a cow. By the end of 6 months, I can build a new hut. We have the best job in town. We have weekends off and 2 weeks paid vacation every year. We're set for life. Get out of here with your pipeline. But Pablo was not easily discouraged. He patiently explained the pipeline plan to his best friend. Pablo would work part of the day carrying buckets and then part of the day and weekends building his pipeline. He knew it would be hard work digging a ditch in the rocky soil because he was paid by the bucket. He knew his income would drop at first. He also knew it would take a year, possibly two, before his pipeline would start to pay big dividends. But Pablo believed in his dream, and he went to work. Bruno and the rest of the villagers began mocking Pablo, calling him Pablo the Pipeline Man. Bruno, who was earning almost twice as much as Pablo, flaunted his new purchases. He bought a donkey outfitted with a new leather saddle, which he kept parked outside his new two-story hut. He bought flashy clothes and fancy meals at the inn. The villagers called him Mr. Bruno, and they cheered when he bought rounds at the tavern and laughed loudly at his jokes. Small actions do equal big results. So while Bruno lay in his hammock on evenings and weekends, Pablo kept digging his pipeline. The first few months, Pablo didn't have much to show for his efforts. The work was hard, and even harder than Bruno's, because Pablo was working evenings and weekends too. But Pablo kept reminding himself that tomorrow's dreams are built on today's sacrifices. Day by day, he dug an inch at a time. Inch by inch, it's a cinch, he chanted to himself as he swung his pickaxe into the rocky soil. Inches turned into 1 foot, then 10 feet, then 20 feet, then 100 feet. Short-term pain equals long-term gain, he reminded himself as he stumbled into his humble hut, exhausted from another day's work. He measured his success by setting and meeting his daily goals, knowing that over time, the results would far exceed his efforts. Keep your eyes on the prize, he repeated over and over as he drifted off to sleep, accompanied by the sounds of the laughter from the village tavern. Keep your eyes on the prize. Now, the tables are beginning to turn. Days turned into months. One day, Pablo realized his pipeline was halfway finished, which meant he only had to walk half as far to fill up his buckets. Pablo used the extra time to work on his pipeline. The completion date was advancing faster and faster. During his rest breaks, Pablo watched his old friend Bruno lug those heavy buckets, and Bruno's shoulders were becoming more stooped than ever. He was hunched in pain, his steps slowed by his daily grind. Bruno was angry and sullen, resenting the fact that he was doomed to carry buckets day in and day out for the rest of his life. He began spending less time in his hammock and more time in the tavern. When the tavern's patrons saw Bruno coming, they'd whisper, "Here comes Bruno, the bucket man." And they'd giggle when the town drunk mimicked Bruno's stooped posture and shuffling gait. Bruno didn't buy rounds or tell jokes anymore. He preferred to sit alone in a dark corner surrounded by empty bottles. Finally, Pablo's big day arrived. The pipeline was complete. The villagers crowded around as the water gushed from the pipeline into the village cistern. Now that the village had a steady supply of fresh water, people from the surrounding countryside moved into the village, and it grew and prospered. Once the pipeline was complete, Pablo didn't have to carry buckets anymore. The water flowed whether he worked or not. It flowed while he ate. It flowed while he slept. It flowed on the weekends while he played. The more the water flowed into the village, the more the money flowed into Pablo's pockets. Pablo the Pipeline Man became known as Pablo the Miracle Maker. Politicians lauded him for his vision and begged him to run for mayor. But Pablo understood that what he had accomplished wasn't a miracle. It was merely the first stage of a big, big dream. You see, Pablo had dreams that reached far beyond his village. Pablo planned to build a pipeline all over the world. Pipeline drove Bruno the Bucket Man out of business, and it pained Pablo to see his old friend begging for free drinks in the tavern. So Pablo arranged a meeting with Bruno. "Bruno, I've come here to ask you for your help." Bruno straightened his stooped shoulders, and his dark eyes narrowed to a squint. "Don't mock me," Bruno hissed. "I haven't come here to gloat," said Pablo. "I've come here to offer you a great business opportunity. It took me more than 2 years before my first pipeline was built, but I've learned a lot during those 2 years. I know what tools to use, where to dig, how to lay the pipe. I kept notes as I went along, and I've developed a system that will allow me to build another pipeline, and then another, and another. I could build a pipeline a year by myself, but that would not be the best use of my time. What I plan to do is teach you and others how to build a pipeline, and then have you teach others, and then teach each of them to teach others, until there is a pipeline to every village in the region, then a pipeline to every village in the country, and eventually a pipeline to every village in the world. Just think," Pablo continued, "we could make a small percentage of every gallon of water that goes through those pipelines. The more water that flows through the pipelines, the more money that will flow into our pockets. The pipeline I built isn't the end of a dream, it's only the beginning." Bruno finally saw the big picture. He smiled and extended his calloused hand to his old friend. They shook hands and then hugged like long-lost friends. Years passed. Pablo and Bruno had long since retired. Their worldwide pipeline business was still pumping millions of dollars a year into their bank accounts. Sometimes on their trips through the countryside, Pablo and Bruno would pass young men carrying water buckets. And you know, these childhood friends would, like, they'd pull over and they'd try to tell the young men their story and offer to help them build their own pipeline. And a few would listen and jump at the opportunity to start a pipeline business. But sadly, most bucket carriers would hastily dismiss the notion of a pipeline. Pablo and Bruno heard the same excuses over and over. "I don't have time. My friend told me he knew of a friend who tried to build a pipeline and failed. Only the ones that get in early make the money on pipelines. I've carried buckets all my life. I'll stick with what I know." "I know some people who lost money in a pipeline scam. Not me." It made Pablo and Bruno sad that so many people lacked vision. But both men resigned themselves to the fact that they lived in a bucket-carrying world, and only a small percentage of people dared to dream pipeline dreams. So, well, folks, think about this. Who are you? Are you a bucket carrier, or are you a pipeline builder? Do you get paid only when you show up and do the direct sales, like Bruno the work, like Bruno the bucket carrier? Or do you do the work once and then get paid over and over again, like Pablo the pipeline builder? And that's what we say with when you build yourself a lifestyle of a residual income, you are going to be now earning on the time and efforts of other people, but it's not coming out of their pocket. That's the beauty of this. So you do the work once, and then you get paid over and over again, just like Pablo did, the pipeline builder. If you're like most people, you're working the bucket-carrying plan. And I simply call this the time for money trap. You know the drill. You can, just going to drop my book here. 1 hour's work equals 1 hour's pay. That's the drill. 1 month's work equals 1 month's pay. 1 year's work equals 1 year's pay. Sound familiar? It's the time for money trap. The problem with bucket carrying is that the money stops when the bucket carrying stops, which means the concept of a secure job or a dream job is an illusion. The inherent danger of carrying buckets is that the income is temporary instead of ongoing. If Bruno woke up one morning with a stiff back and couldn't get out of bed, how much money would he earn that day? Zero. No work, no money. The same goes for any bucket-carrying job. Once bucket carriers have used up their sick days and their vacation days, if they can't continue to carry buckets, they won't continue to get a paycheck, period. The problem with the time for money trap is that you can't trade the time. If you can't trade the time, you don't get the money. Pavlo, the pipeline man, recognized the limitations of bucket carrying early on, and he set out to create a system whereby he could continue to get paid whether he put in more time or not. Pavlo understood that there's no security in bucket carrying. He understood that a pipeline is your lifeline. We heard that earlier on tonight. You know, well, imagine this, folks. What about you? What would you do if your income stopped tomorrow? Have you ever thought of that? What would you do? What would, how would your family make it? What would happen to you if you got laid off? What would happen if you got sick or disabled and couldn't carry those buckets anymore? What if a medical emergency ate up your savings? What if your nest egg evaporated overnight? If your income stopped tomorrow, how long could you pay the mortgage? How long could you make your car payments or pay for your kids' schooling? 6 months? 3 months? 3 weeks? So if disaster strikes, do you have a lifeline that would protect you and your family? Or are you gambling that bucket carrying will continue uninterrupted for as long as you need the income? Whether you push a broom, push paper, or push a profession, you're still trading units of time for one unit of money. You're still trading one unit of time for one unit of money. Where's the security in that? It used to drive me, partially crazy when I worked at the mine, and I had a great job. I'm actually a tradesman, and I'm a certified millwright. But I still, lots of days, I would come to work, and I was not really... I was career disturbed, I'll put it that way. And I thought, there's got to be more to life than this. And fortunately, an opportunity came up to get into a business, and that's how Carrie and I wound up moving down here. I was always searching for some way that I could earn royalties on something. And guess what? I moved down here, and within, August that we saw the opportunity? We've been down here for what? At the end of May? 3 months. And so 3 months later, after we moved down here, we bought a traditional business. We ran into the beauty of network marketing. And, just like I said, whether you push a broom, you push paper, you push a profession, you're still trading one unit of time for one unit of money. And, there really is very little security in that. As Pavlo said, there must be a better way. And fortunately, there is. It's called a pipeline, ongoing residual income, income that keeps coming in whether you put in the time or not. The only way to build true security is to do what Pablo did, build a pipeline while you're still carrying buckets. Pipelines are lifelines because they enable people to escape the time for money trap. When you build a pipeline, you do the work once and you get paid over and over again. Pipelines are open 24/7, 365 days a year, which means pipelines can pay you while you sleep, or while you play, or while you're retired, or while you're sick and disabled and can't work, or during emergencies. That's the power of residual income. That's why I say your pipelines are your lifelines. And we say the same thing. This is kind of basically what we say, that the Freedom Project pipeline can be your lifeline. Now, we do have someone on this call here tonight by the name of Pamela that actually really did this very, very well. She was carrying a lot of buckets, but she had one person who had already multiplied and became a company owner, so she had that. And then we got together and we talked about the Freedom Project and how if she wanted to kind of come out of retirement, she could use this system if it appealed to her. Well, it did appeal to her, and she did come out of the system, or into the system, and she built a pipeline. Pamela, are you there? Do you see Pamela there somewhere, hon?
Yeah. Did you ask her to come in?
Yeah. Pamela, can you come in? Come on in.
She might be muted. Can't hear you.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. We'll move on then. And the way to, of course, build that pipeline is using the Freedom Project pipeline. And that will allow you to get multiplied, which is so, so important. Now, I asked you before we got started here, basically, Shackley offers us an incredible privilege. They give us the ability to sponsor and teach others. Because when they do that, they allow us to build pipelines. If they didn't, then we could only do direct sales. We could use their products, mark them up, and sell them. We'd be just carrying buckets all the time. And the majority of people in Shackley just carry buckets because they don't know how to build a pipeline. And others, well, they still don't know how, and they're afraid to build a pipeline. They don't want to try. They'd rather go out there and harass people until people buy their product. And fortunately, for many people who got into Shackley, the products are good enough that when people begin using them, they want to order more, which is very good. Now, that's so important. Now, I'm hoping that made sense to everyone. And another thing that we talk about, of course, is how do we go about sponsoring a team of serious builders? Now, that was a question. That was the question we started off with, probably 25, 20 years ago. What was this? Where are we here? 2016. Yeah, it would be about 20 years ago. We were trying to answer this question. How do we go about sponsoring a team of serious builders?
It's 30 years.
Was it 30 years already? That far back. Wow, okay. And then the second question we had was, okay, so if we do sponsor this team of serious builders and they want to build, number two, how do we teach these builders that we've just sponsored how to sponsor and teach for themselves? Would someone like to come in and give me the answer? What would be the answer to those two questions? There's one answer to these questions. Questions, how do we go about sponsoring a team of serious builders? Next question, how do we teach the builders that we've sponsored how to sponsor and teach for themselves? Anyone like to come in and...
Peter?
Yes, Gaetan?
Gaetan speaking?
Yes, I know. I hear your lovely voice.
We are using a closed loop system. We are using a system that's provided
that's right.
to teach everybody in our team the same thing.
That's right, Gaetan. That's exactly what we're doing. That's how we go about. And what are we using? We brought it up several times tonight. How are we? What are we using to sponsor a team of serious builders? What are we using to teach those builders that we've sponsored how to sponsor and teach for themselves? Well, what are we using to make that happen?
The pipeline.
That's it. That's the right answer. And I noticed you mentioned it already, but I wanted to get it out there so that people could hear it one more time. Thanks, Gaetan. That's the perfect answer. That's what it's all about. And you probably know that in classroom three, that question is asked. How do we go about sponsoring a team of serious builders? And then how do we teach builders that we've sponsored how to sponsor and teach for themselves? Now, we got really good at the number one where we were out sponsoring people, you know, left, right, and center. But we didn't have an answer to number two. How do we teach those builders that we brought in how to sponsor and teach for themselves? So that's why we built a system, and it used to be called, started off called the three-step system, and Then it was called the Shockley Waltz because Shockley Canada was flying us around to different cities in Canada, and we were doing the seminar.
Because it's 1-2-3, 1-2-3. That's when a waltz step is.
That's right. We were doing the 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good waltzer, but I could still make it work, so you all can do it. So, all right. Do we have any questions before we move on?
Looks like no.
No questions? All right, then. Well, first thing you got to do when you get in, and I noticed I've got my eye on the clock, by the way, for you 7 o'clockers, actually 10 o'clockers back east. There are actions you're going to have to take, and I'm not going to get deep into it here because we don't have time for that, but the first one is you do have to have a good look at this thing. And check out what you're being offered here, both by your upline and Shockley, because it's not just a matter of signing you up and saying you're in Shockley now and you can buy products, mark them up, and make money. It's not only Shockley that's helping you, but it's your upline. Your upline is literally going to work on your behalf while you ride along. So we believe in on-the-job training. So have a look at what we've got here to offer. If you like what you see, then you want to get registered. You want to start field testing some products and subscribe to the Freedom Project. In other words, you want to get sponsored in so that you can go to work. Remember, if you sponsor in, now that is basically the function that you're going to do over and over and over. You want to multiply yourself. And that's why we've given you something called the Freedom Project, or it's your Freedom Project now, so that you can make that happen. And the second action is you've got to be coachable. Because if you're not coachable, if you're not open-minded, coachable, with a serious desire to get ahead, you're going to struggle with this. You really have to be able to have something that you're really looking for, that excites you, that you're passionate about. Because if you're going to build a business like this, and it is so worth it. If it took you 15 years to build a business and you were working, you know, day in and day out, and night in and night out too, if you got to the point where you had enough people that you taught how to become directors, and they did, they broke away from you, and or maybe that's, we'll call it, we franchise you out, you know, and that means that now there's you and you've got a company. We call it a first level company. And then, of course, keep doing it. Don't stop. A lot of people, they bring in one person who starts to become successful, and they spend their time trying to, you know, counsel and hold that person up. But really what you want to be doing is as soon as you can, when you have the time, you want to get together with your upline, discuss what you're doing, and keep your advertising going so that you can bring in another person. Because remember, if you're coachable, if you say, I'm coachable, then that means you've made the decision to become a good student. Because really, this is a program, or it's an educational program. And to be able to use it, you've got to be a good student, study it, and pretty soon you might look at the slides and say, oh, wow, I couldn't say all that. Well, if you say it a few times, you'll realize how easy it is. Because I've been just running through the slides and timing myself, and I'm not adding any of my stuff in there because that's hard to do. And there's just plenty of time. It doesn't take that long to get through each one of the classrooms. Now, okay, so you've had a look at this thing. You've got sponsored in. You've decided, I'm coachable. I'm going to work with my upline and my upline's upline, and I'm going to make sure this thing goes. And so number three, of course, and this is really important, is you've sponsored in, but now you want to be field testing the products. And, you know, we already know there's basically for starting, there's a gold plus and a super gold. To me, that's still, you know, way back that we started doing this long before Shockley had this particular type of a program. We called it small, medium, and large starter order. So that when someone wanted to build a business, when I would ask them that question, have you thought of building a business? Would you like to do that? This is after I had a couple appointments with them. And they would say yes. Well, then, of course, the next thing is we'd have the coachable conversation. And then I would also tell them that on my next visit, I'm going to bring some of the most widely used products over to your house. Well, now we don't need to do that. It's right there in the system. So what you want to do is, number three, begin field testing the products. You're going to convert your home over to Shackley's products, and by doing that, you'll be an example for your new people. You're simply, changing brands. And when you become knowledgeable about these products and you share the results, you're going to get yourself a fair amount of direct sales. But you have to use the products yourself. And remember this, if you're not buying from yourself and your business, you're cheating yourself. So you don't want to cheat out, as it would. You know, we want to make sure that you're in there and you are your own best customer. Because remember, Shackley pays you to use their products. So when you do that, you'll become a living testimony to your products. That's all important. See, this is something that might seem a bit overwhelming to a new person, but it'll all unravel and look rather simple after a while. And then the fourth thing here that I've jotted down is you do need to set some action goals. Like, what are you going to do? And then not only action goals, what are you going to do to move towards your target or the end result that you're looking for? You've got to decide what that end result is. Maybe you only want to be a director, or maybe you want to be a coordinator. Maybe you want a free car. Well, there's ways that I'm not going to get into tonight, but if you want a free car, that was one of our big goals when I saw the fact that, you got a car program. Well, if we can get a free car where Shackley's paying for the car for us, wow, I'll know that we've really got into the good times. And it worked. We did. We got a wonderful car. And I can still remember going out there and touching that thing and going back in the house, come back out, touch it again, because it was a beautiful black Supra, and it had every Toyota Supra, and it had every benefit in it you could get. And it had an incredible stereo system. Jamie and Jody used to go out there. Where's Jamie and Jody? We'd go outside, and there they are sitting in the carport in the car in the Supra listening to the fantastic stereo system. Now, remember, folks, this is back there in 1983, so this might be commonplace to some people now. But, a free car...
That's not commonplace. A free car is not commonplace.
Oh, thank you. It's not. I'm glad you spoke up and said that.
A free car? Not a chance. No. I mean, people will stand... They'll buy an old car when they could just do a little work and get a free car.
Yeah, that's right.
Brand new.
So, and thanks for that, hon, because really, that's another thing, another reason for becoming good at showing the pipeline, being a program guide. Get good at it. I don't really like to say don't, but I'll say do practice. And if you are having any kind of trouble at all, practice again. Man, I've been involved in this system or program for years and years and years. I was the original designer of it, and I still practice. If I have something I'm going to guide through, you can guarantee when we guide you through in a couple weeks from now, that's what the start will be, all of practice. I never do a presentation without practicing. I learned that long ago from some of the masters in industry, not just MLM, but any industry. And I learned it again from Napoleon Hill and Maxwell Maltz and things like that. But that's just because I self-studied, because I wanted to be coachable. My upline gave me these books and some tapes. I said, I'm coachable. I'll study it all. And I'm glad I did. So that allowed me to learn that I need to set some action goals. In other words, I want to set some goals so that I can move toward the target because I want that free car. And so we had, again, here's another... thing that would be a good thing for people to do. If you don't have this already, go get a goal board up on your wall, wherever your office is, and then get pictures of the car you want. We had the bonus car up there, and we had the trips up there, and we talked about them all the time. And, the time came when we were able to go down there, and we started looking, going through all kinds of cars and things like that. And fortunately, our upline, who lived on the mainland, they had a Toyota Supra. But we thought it was out of our leagues, so we weren't even trying to get that yet. So we went over to a seminar that they were holding, and I drove their car to the seminar, and I drove it back to their home, and I thought, I'm going to try and get one of these. These things are beautiful. It had a seat that you could pump it up with air, and it would fit all around your back. Beautiful car. But the bottom line was Shackley was paying for it.
That's the key.
And it was
free.
Yeah, that's the key. It was free. That was our target. Now, we had many other targets. I'm just fixing on the bonus car now because I know that every single one of you here could get yourself a bonus car. And when you do, it really puts legs on your business because your friends see that car and you can say, you wouldn't believe it, that beautiful car, you like that car, it's really nice, isn't it? I'm getting it for free. You're getting it for free? Yeah, the company I'm with, my supplier, provides us with a free car. And then in 3 years, we turn it back in, we can get another updated car or a pickup or whatever you want. But my thing here with you folks here tonight is you've got to set some action goals in order to get to the targets. I've seen lots of people with a goal board, and they got a picture of a beautiful car or a beautiful trip, and I asked them, okay, what are your goals? What are your action goals? What are you going to do to get to that car? Oh, well, I'm just going to focus on that car, and I'm going to think about it all the time, and I'll talk about it. Well, you know, that definitely is going to help. But, you know, if you set action goals, and so you can keep yourself on track towards your vision, and you got to develop a vision for what you're after. That's the end result. If your end result is I want to get a free car, well, then to get a free car, you have to be a senior director. That means you have to be a company owner, and you have to teach at least one other person to become a company owner. So there's you as a director, and now you've got a first-level director, and then you can begin to qualify for a free car. And you can move up and up and up, and you can, as you go through the ranks, you can qualify for an even better car and an even better car. But I use that as an illustration because it's not enough to just set a target. I really would love to have a car. I can feel myself in that car. The stereo, that's just the hi-fi system is going to be just phenomenal. You need some action goals to get there. So write down what are you going to do to get there? And then, of course, number five, once you've got this set out, is you can begin advertising, and when you do, we'll call it a campaign. So begin your advertising campaign to bring in people to your website. Your upline will help you do that, and then you just settle, you promote, you promote, you promote. Now, for us, the way to talk about promotion is it's really the pure communication of value while providing a choice, and that's what you're doing with people. When you advertise, and let's say you're using a newspaper, right now, people are learning how to use Facebook. There's ways. All you're looking for leads. Because if people are short of anything, it's not brains. They're not short of that. Most people are quite smart. They just, if they don't realize it, they will soon learn how to realize it if they're teaching and working with other people. Other people, when you're working with them, show you how smart you are. And you're going to promote, and you're going to promote, and you're going to communicate that pure value while providing a choice. And then, of course, you've done that. So here you are. You've looked at what we had to offer. You've sponsored in. You became coachable, and you've begun to field test the products. And now you've set not only a target that you want to hit, you've set action goals in order to reach that target. And I implore you to get together with your upline. Don't be shy about this. Goals are really important. When you get locked in on a goal, you can get passionate about this thing. And when you're passionate about something, other people will feel your energy and want to get on board. And the last thing I'm going to talk about tonight, I've got quite a few different points, is you've got to begin your advertising campaign to bring people to your website. And I'm saying that again because it's urgent. You've got to find a way to get yourself leads. Now, a lot of people don't seem to want to do this anymore. The way I did it in the beginning, even before I started using newspapers, is I developed a few things that I thought to myself, if someone came up to me and I got into a conversation with them and they said, I'm doing this, I've got a wholesale distribution business and I'm really looking for people who want to earn an extra income, well, hey, I might be interested. Well, I thought the same thing. So I went around town and I would get into a conversation with people, and that is if they had the ability to carry on a conversation, I'll put it that way. And I love to talk with people, and I would talk with people And I would get to the point where they would say, you know, I would always ask, you know, what do you do and how do you like it and stuff like this. Eventually, they always say, well, what do you do? And I would say, well, I'm really loving what I'm doing. Actually, I'm teaching people how to earn an extra income, and some of them a full-time income, by learning how to operate a wholesale distribution outlet. And they're like, what's that? And I would say, well, it's really working well. I don't know whether you have an interest or not, but if you like, I can give you a call and just give you a short outline of it, if you'd like. And we know you're just getting into it right now. And here's my card. And what is your, are you interested? And of course, they would say yes. I wouldn't have given them the card. And okay. And so then I say, okay, could I have your phone number? And I take out another one of my cards, and I'd write down their phone number on the back of that card. And then I would have that card in my pocket, and I'd say, I'm going to give you a call in the next couple days, and we'll just have a short chat. How does that sound to you? And so many of them said, sure, sure. But my point here is I thought, I'm going to talk to as many people as it takes. I want that bonus car. And so I did. And I talked and I talked to people. And my standard line is I'm teaching people how to earn an extra income or a full-time income by learning how to operate a wholesale distribution outlet from their home. And people would say, hey, what's that? And then I would not get into a long dissertation, which is what a lot of people will do. I just kind of buttoned down it and buttoned down the communication by saying, you know, it sounds like you're interested. Are you interested in finding out a little bit more? Not that you're going to do anything. And quite often they'd say yes. So then I would, of course, when I got home, maybe a day later, I'd give them a phone call. And then and I always hoped to, and many times I did. I got a lot of different appointments. But now I can't seem to get people to go out there and use one line. They got to figure out some tricky thing and get as much Shackley in there as possible. And a long time ago, I learned to put Shackley as a supplier. And I have a business, and my business is teaching other people how to have a business so that they can earn an extra income. I didn't go crazy running off at the mouth about Shackley and all its virtues. That can always come later. Because Shackley does have so many things. If you start telling them everything about how wonderful Shackley is and the products and on, you could sit there for a half a day. Well, their brain is turned to mush. You just want to give people just enough information so they stay curious. Because remember, you're trying to lead them to the point where they know how to do this, and you've brought them in, and they've got passionate about it. And they will remember, and that's exactly what I used to teach the new people who would come in. I teach them, this is what you say. And they would say that. I'm teaching people how to, I've got a wholesale outlet business, and I'm earning a good income, and I'm actually helping quite a few people now to earn an extra income or a full-time income. You know, I didn't even really have it scripted. I had it in my mind. I memorized it in my head so that when I could get that conversation where people would come around to say, what is it you do? That's exactly what I was waiting for. So I offered them something like an extra income or a full-time income. And then when I was finished, I, you know, you're probably not interested, but if you'd like, I'll give you my card. And do you have any kind of an interest in maybe looking at this in a little while from now, maybe later on or something like that? A lot of people said, no, I want to hear about it right now. Can you come over tonight? And some people would say, well, yeah, I'd have to think about it. I'd have to talk it over with my wife. And that's why I would say, okay, I'll give you a call in a couple of days. So I brought in a lot. Newspaper, and it even got easier because people were now coming right to me, and I had to write up a script, and all that's when I went into the script thing, so that when people called on that telephone, I had something to say that was, you know, it was staying the same with every person. So back to this again, I'll stop right here on number 6. It's, you know, part of the actions, you've got to practice, you've got to pretend you're guiding and presenting and understand the back of the pay plan. In other words, understand how people can earn an income, develop a lifestyle of personal freedom by living on royalties. Develop lifestyle of personal freedom by living on royalties. The average person never gets that opportunity. And we're offering you that opportunity. And that's why the pipeline was built. So that you can not only take advantage of the offer that we're giving you. You can now take it from us and go out and help other people to get ahead and build themselves an extra income or a full-time income. So if you, like I said, you sponsor people through the Freedom Project educational system, you're going to create sales without selling. And I didn't know that in the beginning because we started doing a lot of direct sales. You know, that's all we knew. We just talked to everyone, blah, blah, blah. Products are super great. We're using them, and man, are we feeling good now? And people would, some of them would say, hey, I'd like to hear a little bit of your products. But I really wasn't, that wasn't my thing. That was more Carrie's thing. I wanted to build businesses because I wanted to get royalties. And I wanted royalty after royalty after royalty. And I knew it was going to be a big job. But, hey, it's so much fun when you get onto this. When you get helping other people move ahead, you can't go wrong. You can't stop feeling excited. That's why you don't want to be just working with one person. You want to work with several people. Because that just keeps you so excited, so passionate, that you'll keep rolling on and you'll keep communicating value. And before you know it, there'll be you and a lot of your new people. They'll be attending or they'll be holding their own conference calls. But you'll be building yourself a large income by teaching and guiding and helping other people get ahead. So with that, I'm going to stop right there and turn it back over to you, hon. Sorry I took a little bit more time, but I figured no meeting next week. I'm going to stretch this a little.
Well, not only that, we're in our, that used to be a 90-day campaign. Now we're down to a 70-day campaign because that's all that's left in this year to be working. And what I mean by the 70-day campaign is that you got your advertising in, you've got everything organized until the holiday season, which we are referring to as Christmas and the New Year and all those kinds of things. So, you're down to the last 70 days of the year. So what are you going to do? You know, it's time for you to figure it out. So figure out a way to attract people to you so you don't have to be out there pushing and shoving and elbowing everybody to try to get your card in there while everybody else is trying to get their card in so that they'll join their business instead of yours. So, because that does happen. So that's it for tonight, everybody. If anybody has anything they'd like to add or questions that you have, feel free to press star 6 and come on in. Oh, and Peter's going to say some more.
Just a little thing. Later on, we kept working on the program, and that's where the mini office outlets. I borrowed that term from a fellow by the name of Bob Giddens. He was a lifetime master in the U.S. He's not there anymore, but I thought, I love that, and it's quite descriptive, and it arouses curiosity. So that's when we switched having a wholesale distribution outlet over to having a mini office outlet. So if you're wondering, like, what? I thought they were talking about a mini office outlet. That's how it turned into the mini office outlet. It started off with a wholesale distribution outlet where people could earn an extra income or a full-time income.
And you're not building a Shackley business, by the way. Shackley builds Roger builds the Shackley business, and the people who work for him build the Shackley business. You are building your own business, whatever your personal name is, and the supplier that you've chosen for your business is Shackley. You know, you can't, when you go out there and you try to market yourself as Shackley, that's totally incorrect. And then you get involved in that, and people don't understand what's going on. If they've heard somebody talk about network marketing before, multi-level marketing, or any of those kinds of things in a negative way, you get clumped into all of that, and you're not that. You're an independent person, and the supplier that you've chosen for the company that you have, which is whatever your company name, like for us it's Mission Success, and whatever company name you have, that's the name that you are, but you are not Shackley. You cannot use their name. Believe me, they'll be on you. They got big legal people there. They'll be phoning you.
They get really excited.
Yeah, they will tell you to get off their thing, and you will obey. So I'm not saying that in a bad way. That's just how it is. We need to understand who we are and who the company is, because we're not the same.